We got married in the summer of 67, and Chris got a job in Oxford. So that's where we've been for the last 52 years. Chris had, he'd been involved with Wesley Memorial as a student, but he'd not gone regularly because he was involved in his chapel choir. But when Stephen was born in 1970, that's when I started coming regularly, and Chris came too, because, you know, he went into the creche and then he went through the Sunday school, and then the other children came along, and so we became regular attenders. You want your children to be brought up in the faith, so I think that's when I started coming.
And when you first started going, I mean, what was the service at Wesley Memorial like in 1970?
It's very traditional. I mean, very similar to now, except ours is more child-friendly now. I mean, I think back to children all sitting in quiet rows, just sitting there, being very well-behaved, and a packed church, and Geoffrey Beard showing people in, having to show people to where there were spare seats, because there were very few, galleries full. Quite a big choir. Ladies wore their gloves and their hats and so on. That was in the sort of early 70s. It was just much more formal. I mean, there was no place for children, really. When you think about it, it's much more child-friendly these days, isn't it?
And for you, what was the most important part of the service?
Well, I like a good sermon. I also like rousing John Wesley hymns. I like biblically-based sermons, I must admit. The text, and then a sort of reasoned explanation. That's my favourite.